Oh, just to cheerlead, help them out. A pep squad. You know, Gordon High cheers were basically burn them up, burn them up. Huh, you know, straight from the songs and stuff. And, you know, and when we went to Columbia and she was cheering, and it was like, we got spirit. Yes, we do. We, you know, it's totally, totally went to the, you know, to the white side, as I want to say it. Okay. So, yeah, it was very, very. Because we, you know, when you're in Rome and you do as the Romans do, you know, so.
Okay, what about people who have different types of jobs? Like people who have office jobs versus people who, you know, maybe do something else, like work in a store or whatever.
It's a total difference. You have a total attitude. And I believe it's totally an attitude. Because those of us that are, as you say, those of us that have these particular positions, like I was a teacher, okay? I could not put myself in one of the parent roles because I taught in the ghetto, okay, per se, the housing project. So I could not be there. Yeah, girl, it's all good and good. We're going to get down on, you know, whatever night and it's going to be like that. No, you had to put yourself in a position because you are the teacher. As far as office work is concerned, you're not going to see basically in the workplace if they have any ghettofied in them. You're not going to see it unless you make them mad. Then the alleyness comes out. You understand what I'm saying? They go, oh, I knew she was, you know, I knew she had it in her. You know, but, you know, still, you're not going to show that. That's not what you're going to show, you know, up front. Now, as far as a cashier, try to get your money back from one of these cashiers around here. Okay, it's like, I don't care. Yeah, this ain't my money. You ain't getting it back. They act like they own the place, you know. And you're going to have a legitimate gripe, but they don't want to hear it, you know. So yes, it's totally different. It's because of what is expected, you know. People's expectations nowadays, they haven't a clue of what you need to do and how you need to act in certain positions. Because me personally, I feel like if you're in an office position, you need to have that same mentality as a cashier, as that office person or executive person. You understand what I'm saying? That's the only way you're going to make it. But we as a people haven't gotten there yet, and maybe we will soon.
Okay, what about men and women? Do they talk differently?
Yes, men have their own language, and women definitely have their own.
Like, tell me some of the differences.
Oh, okay, the differences. Well, you know, men have that silent talk. They're not going to say anything. And let's just talk about it in relationship, okay? Men might like this woman. She looks good to them. They're not going to say too much of anything. And they're with their homies, you know, okay? They might sit down and they're like, dog, she look good. You know, to them. You know, then you're going to get that, hey, you know, yo, I want to holler at you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I want to holler at you. You the one. No real female want to hear that. Just silence it. Thank you. No real female wants to hear that right there. I mean, they basically, if you're going to be wanting, interested in a real woman, you need to approach a real woman. Because if that female is with her homegirl, who the hell he talking to? Who he hollering at? Okay? No, he ain't hollering at me. You know, he might be the cutest guy, okay, you know, that you've seen before, but you're not going to deal with that. You know, you're not going to deal with that. And that even basically goes to when you blow the horn for a female.
When you go to pick her up.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Who blows?